chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, and what he has done is scheduled a hearing for this Thursday, March 10th, on radicalization in the U.S. Muslim community. Now, this has been a much talked about topic, but to do it as a hearing has raised fears that this is going to be somehow anti-Muslim, that it's going to raise all sorts of hackles. And the ranking member of the committee, Congressman Benny Thompson from Mississippi, the Democrat, has said that it should be really expanded to discuss radicalization and extremism throughout the country. But King has decided not to do that. There's been a lot of opposition from Muslim groups, and there's a lot of fear and a lot of trepidation about what this hearing is going to be and how it's going to be conducted.
And I saw a number of groups fearing that they were really being targeted.
Yes. You know, with a hearing, there are no rules of evidence. It's not a judicial procedure. There's no advocacy. The members can do whatever they want and make whatever allegations they like. And so it's a very kind of an uncontrolled atmosphere. And there are questions about what it's going to do to the Muslim community, much of which is very supportive of the United States and has supported law enforcement and counterterror efforts. And if this hearing paints them with a very bad brush, it could disrupt all that. There's been a lot of cooperation with the FBI. That's endangered. There's a lot of concerns about what the hearing is going to uncover, but the way it's going to be conducted and the impression it's going to give in the media of the Muslim community.
And yet, and we've talked with you a lot about, I know one of the big concerns is almost the homegrown terror network. It's not just Muslim. We've seen it with a bunch of different organizations, but folks who have grown up here, and we've seen this in a number of cases.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of concern about extremism across the board. I mean, right-wing, left-wing, eco-terrorists. There have been efforts to attack federal facilities like we had in Austin, Texas, where someone flew his plane into an IRS office. It's a time of great passion and great extremism, and there's a lot of concern about it every way, which way you look. And King has determined that he's going to focus on the Muslim aspect of this because, of course, its connection with 9/11 and with previous terror attacks and, you know, the organization of Al-Qaeda. So it's very sensitive and it's very potentially very explosive, and we'll simply see how this is conducted.
And is this another way that the administration sort of carves out its niche? I saw over the weekend that the president's deputy national security advisor actually went out this weekend to try and reassure Muslims that they're not going to target, I guess, was the main message. It seems like the Obama administration sort of saying, hold on, we're not fully on board with this.
Oh, yeah. The administration has had a lot of concern about it. And remember something, that American Muslims themselves feel very much under siege and very attacked. I mean, you know, you had the whole controversy over the mosque in New York, and Eric Holder, the attorney general, went to a Muslim gathering and assured them not only that he wasn't targeting them, not only assuring them that he needed their cooperation, but promising them that they'd be protected against extremist groups that might attack them. So it's quite the powder keg, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Representative King has given, Chairman King has given a number of interviews around CNN and other places. Has he given any assessment as to why not broaden this out to look at, hold on, either homegrown terror networks growing within our, it seems like an issue, but that we want to focus on, but to be focusing purely on Muslims almost seems incendiary, for lack of a better word.
Well, his argument, of course, was that it was Muslims who attacked the United States on 9/11. There have been a number of incidents of Muslims planning to attack and very young people, you know, 19, 20, all across the board, one from Somalia recently, one who was going to set a bomb off at a Christmas Day parade. There's a lot of concern, and there have been a lot of incidents that back this up. On the other hand, you do have these right-wing and left-wing groups. And but King has decided that he wants to focus on the Islamists and on Muslim radicalization, and that's the way he's going to go. He hasn't budged from that position, and that's the tack this hearing is set to take.
So will this actually provide some information that becomes usable in some way, shape, or form? Does something good come out of this?
Well, my personal feeling is that cover. The real work and the successful foils, success plots that have been successfully foiled have all been done by the FBI, usually where it's either a sting operation or they've substituted decoy explosives for potential real ones. You know, this is the kind of thing that really takes place in the shadows. So it's very hard to imagine that it's going to be successfully advanced in an open hearing of this kind. You've had incidences of, for example, the al-Awlaki in Yemen, who encouraged Major Hassan in Texas to go on his shooting rampage. You have this so-called magazine that they issued called Inspired, which I kind of doubt it. Having seen it, I doubt it's going to inspire anybody to martyrdom. But, you know, there's concern about it. And so, I mean, King wants to get all this out on the table. It's really stirring the pot, and we'll see what kind of stew emerges from that cauldron.